This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What we see happening is powerful financial institutions globally that are able to create money out of thin air for themselves using communist systems of political management against not just the people of the United States, but the world. But it's not a communist conspiracy. It is liberation theology, class warfare tactics being used by crony capitalists that are best described as fascist. I absolutely must get to all the news today. There is so much of it. So important. We have former Congressman Bob Barr, who was way ahead in polls and was clearly going to win in Georgia and did not win, and a Tea Party favorite won. So for the people of Georgia, I guess he wasn't even hardcore enough for them, though he made some mistakes in Congress. He is not an unknown quantity and fought against the NSA spying, the police state, gun control. I mean, I'd give Bob Barr an A-plus rating, and I'd take the Bob Barr I've known for 17, 18 years, probably over the guy that beat him. But, hey, that's fine. It just shows perception that even somebody like Bob Barr got beat out by a Tea Party candidate. Bob Barr is going to be joining us to talk about Ferguson, the clear race riots the Democratic Party is trying to start, and where he thinks that's going, and a host of other issues. So former Congressman Bob Barr, also formerly a federal prosecutor and also formerly in special operations of the CIA, he will be joining us coming up today to also look at Obama's imperial presidency. Barr had sworn to begin impeachment proceedings when he got into office. That's why I was very happy. You know who started impeachment last time with David Shippers, who we also have on the broadcast, was Bob Barr. So I wanted him to get back into Congress because I knew he would go after Obama. You can't just leave Obama in there. He's going to pull a bunch of dirty tricks. The globalists want to go with this liberation theology, racial division move. And it is thoroughly disgusting. The NFL, the Congressional Black Caucus, putting the hands up, big demonstrations all over, where it's being implied that all police killed Brown. And I was watching videos in New York and other cities as people walk by the police hatefully looking at them like they were just total scum. I'm the guy that made four films against the police state. I'm the guy that constantly criticizes bad police. You don't change it, though, just saying kill them all. You play right into the globalist plan to get them into their own gang mentality. And it is outrageous what's happening. This is a huge double cross, because when they're done demonizing the police, they're going to play out scenarios of civil war and attacks on police departments that are going to legitimize the paramilitary use of police against the Republic. And then the real civil war kicks off. So this is an attempt, as I've been saying for 15 years since I figured this out, but intensely the last 6 or 7, that they're going operational with the globalists building up the police state and then blaming the average cop for that when it's everybody's to blame, and then playing us off against each other in a war. And I know, like a parrot, I covered that 5-6 times an hour yesterday because I'm so worried about it. I'm not going to obsess on that. I'm going to mainly just look at the race baiting that's going on and how outrageous it is. It's truly sickening. And CNN, Time Magazine, MSNBC saying, hey, it's good to riot. It's legitimate. Louis Farrakhan and others saying, yeah, go ahead and target whites. That's crazy. You like the Bosnian guy, who I guarantee has no connection to slavery in this country? barely speaks English, getting his head clubbed in by hammers. I mean, by black folks? I mean, really, Farrakhan? Really? He deserved to have his head clubbed in?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For months, the InfoWars Live Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver has been completely sold out. Now, we have finally procured a limited supply from one of the leading manufacturers of nutraceuticals in the nation. But here's what's truly exciting. While we could simply sell the survival silver for its already discounted shelf price, we have decided to give back to you, the listeners, who make it all possible with a pre-Black Friday mega sale. We are launching this mega special with an unprecedented 20% off and free shipping on all Silver Bullet across the board. All supplies last, and to help everyone stock up before the next shortage. When you buy four bottles of Silver Bullet, you will receive the fifth one absolutely free. That's on top of the 20% off savings and free shipping. Finally, if supplies hold, we will extend this special out to Cyber Monday. Ladies and gentlemen, we've never done anything like this before. Find this mother of all specials and others I've not yet announced yet at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It violates my belief in what America can be. To hear young people marginalized and distrustful even after they've done everything right. That's not who we are.
That is President Obama in a press conference yesterday. I was monitoring all the major morning shows on cable and broadcast TV this morning, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, 100% hyping and race baiting, where the only issue in America is black versus white. And the people versus the police. No discussion of the banking complex, the military-industrial complex, the legal law firm complex, and accounting firm complex that is tax-free above the law, that has publicly militarized and globalized and federalized our police and are the authors of the vicious police tactics and policies that have been put forward. They're installing the same tactics in Europe, in Australia, in the United States, in Canada. Someone questions the police, so they choke them to death. In the case up in New York, where riots are promised if the cops aren't indicted. And in that case, they really do kill him. They really do grab him. He's not resisting him. He's just talking to him. And four white cops kill him deader than a hammer. We're going to talk about that case coming up. So there are certainly these type of cases. Eric Gardner, choked to death, executed. In my view, murdered. And then, of course, you have Thomas Kelly, a white guy, son of a cop, I should add, killed exactly the same way. Well, his head was beat in over about 15 minutes, and he was choked. They're not sure what exactly killed him. His neck was broken, and he just begged for daddy over and over again. And let me tell you something right now. The cops don't care if you're white, you're black, you're Hispanic. They've been trained in their threat continuum that if something looks like a gun, shoot you, and that if you don't follow their orders, they have a right to kill you. And I've heard Austin police chief on air just say, look, even if a police officer's order is not right and is illegal, follow it and you won't get hurt. And that's just the standard attitude. Police didn't behave like this in the past. When they did, there were serious repercussions. And so there is a us against them mentality. There is a Marine Corps killer mentality being put into the police where they've been trained the public is the enemy, basically. Now you get the federal government run by the UNESCO social engineers. We are under UN social engineering under a 1961 treaty. And it's expanded in other treaties. That's why it's all standardized worldwide. To have a paramilitary police force that will finally suppress, dominate, and disarm the people. And so to get this party started, they now want to blame it on what the general public can see. The helicopters, the checkpoints, the face scanning cameras, the black uniforms, the SWAT teams, the illegal checkpoints. They now know that we're on the verge of this, and so they're trying to play us off against each other, as I've said over and over again. Are there real legitimate issues? Absolutely. And in some police departments, they're bucking the global trend and trying to engage in real community policing and not kleptocratic cancer revenue generation. But the real drivers are the big banking institutions and others that own the big five prison companies worldwide who lobby for the police state, who lobby for the school-to-prison pipeline, complete with the gangster rap and gangster rock and all the other thug music that's meant to prime the youth and use their natural rebellion as a direct pipeline into the system. You want to be rebellious? Get a job young, wear a sports jacket, become successful, become a family man, build a community, become part of the system, and turn it off. And there are a lot of people working in the system that I know, governmental and corporate, who are there quietly every day sabotaging globalist operations. And that's what frustrates the globalists and why they want a centralized system where every bureaucrat, every corporate officer, right down to the local level, must follow a worldwide, standardized, corporate, private zoning program down to your speech and down to whether you can have a fireplace or what type of light bulbs or toilet you can have to how many children you can have. And it's called UN Agenda 21 of the Treaty of 1992 that Congress did not ratify, but that has been implemented by George Herbert Walker, William Jefferson Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Hussein Obama. You want to know who the enemy is? It's these global treaties we didn't ratify that Obama is now putting us under, and Congress isn't even allowed to read the new Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty. WikiLeaks leaked one section of it, and it was total regulation and censorship of the web. And let me tell you, WikiLeaks is a front for Google and others who don't want governments to take over the web, because Google has been artificially intelligent for a long time and is now taking over the physical plane right now, putting their hubs in and taking over every major company out there, just so you know. So there's a fight inside the AI system, and I'm here to give you a newsflash. Government already lost. That's the only reason Google released one of the 30 parts of that partnership. I've talked to folks that have been at these events as aides, and it is a total global governance official takeover happening right now, but that's a whole other subject. So how do you divert people while all this is happening? While the standard of living goes down for the average person, while deindustrialization takes place, while everything is done to ensure we can't have meaningful jobs and a future, with the media teaching school kids they're worthless and that humans are a cancer, with the medical tyranny, the laced poison in a needle vaccines, what do you do while all this dismantling is taking place? This siege, where only the globalists are allowed to operate and consolidate power. Well, how would the British control India, outnumbered about 10,000 to 1? How would other empires, the Romans, outnumbered 20, 30 to 1 in Germany and in Britannia and other areas in Gaul and Africa, North Africa, how would they do it? They would play the different tribes off against each other. And I've talked a lot about it. I recently reordered it because I couldn't find it. A collection of essays written to the Roman Senate by Julius Caesar, first king of the new Rome. They had kings before, and they had their rise to power when they outlawed kings. And then the kings came back and replaced the patrician class. But I went back and read that book again a few weeks ago, written by Julius Caesar. Pretty interesting, you know, to read what Julius Caesar actually wrote, to read what Adolf Hitler wrote. I've read Adolf Hitler's two books. He didn't just write Mein Kampf. He wrote one other. I forget the name. When you buy those things at the bookstore, they think you love Hitler. That's how dumb the public is. No, I want to know what he said. You like reading a book written by Jeffrey Dahmer doesn't mean I want to put people in the refrigerator. I want to understand people like that. That's why I've read Das Kapital and the Communist Manifesto, because I want to understand the enemy. But this is all a takeover plan. And there's no doubt now they're trying to cause a race war. No doubt they're trying to make this the issue, that white people and that police are the reason the dollar's devalued, are the reason there's crime on the streets, are the reason that that there's any problems. And my issue is, there is injustice. A lot of police departments are above the law. That's wrong. But the globalists are triggering the injustice they helped build and are now pointing the people in a racially based way at whites and police in an attempt to destabilize the nation. And it is a crime. We've got Brown's stepfather. They're talking about indicting him for saying burn down the city. Well, I mean, it's pretty clear what he said. And if he doesn't get indicted, well, then next time somebody else, I guess, can say burn the city down. Ferguson police chief, a lot of discussion about charging Brown's stepfather with inciting riot. Violent agitators will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Well, you pretty much have to do that. Or a real civil war is going to start. And let me just give Louis Farrakhan and everybody else a little message here. It will not go good for the grassroots, whether you're black, white, or Hispanic, or Asian. And I don't think Farrakhan's stupid. And Farrakhan must know that the powers that be want this. So I ask Louis Farrakhan, why are you doing this? There's new clips of Farrakhan talking about killing people. Meanwhile, whether you're black or white, entire Detroit public lighting system is down. Yep, that's being reported by the Detroit newspaper. The entire lighting system is down. That's the plan. Lights out in the Republic.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What disaster is so powerful it unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots all at the same time? NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now, the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says 2/3 of the U.S. population could perish in a matter of seconds. The world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. Darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Grocery stores and mini marts robbed. People stealing the lottery tickets. This is legitimate because white people are inherently bad. It doesn't matter that only a very small percentage of white people in this country's ancestors had slaves. It doesn't matter if the guy getting clubbed to death in St. Louis didn't even speak English hardly and was from Bosnia with no connection to black slavery. It's all legitimate. Time magazine headline. When it's time to riot, in defense of rioting. CNN, same thing. MSNBC, this is because America was founded on racism. Well, yeah, if you went to Africa at the time, blacks were selling blacks and Arabs were selling blacks and whites were still getting sold all over the world. And serfdom wasn't abolished in areas of Germania until the 1880s. So, again, imagine 1,000 years from now, all we'll hear about if we are to survive as a culture is how white people, a minority on the planet, about 7% of the population, are the essence of evil. But notice who's saying that. Time magazine, CNN, MSNBC, the White House, exacerbating, race baiting, trying to get the police attacked, which will then legitimize the militarization and the paramilitary tactics that are absolutely horrible. Works perfectly, doesn't it? Congressional Black Caucus takes to the floor and puts their hands up saying, don't shoot. I wonder if the black congressmen that they're doing that, I wonder how many times they've been attacked by white people physically. I mean, imagine if I walked around with my hands up when I saw black people. Oh, my gosh, I've probably been attacked by black people 15, 20 times growing up in Dallas. I've been put in the hospital. My hair, oh, you're black. It's your fault. You did it. A black guy attacked me. You'd be like, you crazy person. I'm not the one that did that. And the video I saw in New York of mainly white demonstrators, white liberals, all walking by looking at the police like, how dare you, you pieces of filth. Just, oh, my gosh, whoa, Mr. Brown, oh, like they did it. I am not going to take this fake guilt where I'm not for Obamacare, so you call me racist? Oh, my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh, don't worry. Planned Parenthood, the literal, and I will use the word literally, because it literally is the Hitler eugenics arm in America. It started Hitler on record, funding. Rockefeller Foundation called Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany funded it, set it up, everything. They are calling for marches and trying to, oh, because they love black people. Why doesn't Louis Farrakhan come out against Planned Parenthood? If he has, I haven't heard it. Why doesn't he come out against what? I mean, give me a break. This is all completely staged. The article's on Infowars.com. Without a hint of irony, Planned Parenthood joins hashtag Black Lives Matter protest. Yeah, the 52% of blacks that aren't born because of abortion, I think they do matter. But remember, that's from a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, white devil. Of course, Martin Luther King said, it's not the color of the skin, it's the content of your deeds, what you stand for, and I agree with that. In fact, they used to legitimize the transatlantic slave trade 500 years ago when they started outlawing slavery in some areas of Europe, like Italy, white slaves were being outlawed. They said, what are we going to do? Well, the Arabs are running black slaves all over the place. Well, what do we say? Well, we'll say that they're basically the sons of Ham and have a mark of Cain, and that's why they're black. And so they're evil, and they're devils. And so they deserve to be slaves. Oh, and now whites are inherently evil because we're the devil and have the mark of Cain. That's what the black liberation groups teach. I mean, can't people come up with anything new? But it's always an excuse to abuse somebody. In Africa, the UN will go in and get one black tribe to kill the other black tribe because they worship a different animal. They'll get one animist group to kill another animist group because one group follows the lion and the other group, you know, follows the monitor lizard or the tortoise. This is the type of idiocy that we're dealing with here. Instead of tribally being based on the ideas of freedom. But let's go out to break with President Obama. We're going to come back from break with President Obama. He says, youth that have tried to do everything right, that's right, burn buildings down, shoot at firefighters, shoot cops, hammer people to death, everything. They're doing everything right. And then all this does is smokescreen a case we're going to cover when we come back. Staten Island police kill Eric Gardner with chokehold. And the word is, if the police don't get in trouble, there's going to be riots. This is a lot more legitimate case than Brown.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon iodine and your super meal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon iodine, or DNA Force, super male vitality, super female vitality, lung cleanse, fluoride shield, oxy powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
Dash 2, just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on the Gulf Coast and everything was fine till we took a shorter road to save some time. Bandits only fired once, they shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men.
I'll ride again.
I'll ride again.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. Gambler.
I make a living deed and cars.
My clothes are smooth and arch. My heart is cold and hard. I was shuffling forces, Delta boys on a boat for New Orleans. I was the greatest shark they'd ever seen.
Captain Bump the Sandbar.
Captain Bump the Sandbar and the lace fell from my sleeve. They threw me overboard.
That's the highwayman bringing us in.
But I could swear.
You know, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry, it was once said. And providence does bend, as Martin Luther King said, towards those that want justice and freedom. His exact quote was, justice, the universe bends towards justice. And I've certainly found that in my life. And there's a lot of injustice in this country. A lot of bad things happening in this nation, obviously. And I would say, clearly, on average, in many cities and areas, black people are singled out. They are pulled over more. The statistics show it. They do get harassed, even by black cops. Because there is the stereotype promulgated by MTV and the social engineers of the thug culture. But unfortunately, there are a lot of good, hardworking, smart, good people who get brushed with a broad brush because of the thug culture that has grown in the black community and is growing everywhere else as well. I mean, as a white guy, if I dressed like a thug, I'd be treated like one. I saw that growing up in high school. I liked dressing preppy, not because I wanted to be cool and be a prep. I just liked how slacks or blue jeans and a polo shirt felt. It was easy. It was quick. And, you know, the trendies putting on all these elaborate outfits and things, great. I just don't have time to mess with it. I still comb my hair straight back in the morning, and about 45 minutes later, it dries out. And sometimes when I take a shower after working out and I come into the office, it's sticking straight up. As I comb it straight back, everybody always laughs when I walk by. And I go in the bathroom and barely comb my hair, and I'm done. So I wouldn't say I'm a prep because I want to be a prep. It's just that's the style that I liked. Got a lot better treatment because of that. And I can tell you right now, no matter what color you are, if you dress like you're middle class or wealthy, you get left alone. So see, so much of this isn't even skin color. It's how you carry yourself. It's how you act. And it's what you stand for long term that governs in this country whether you're going to be successful or not. Now, more and more, you've got to be a globalist insider. They're trying to get rid of the free market that allows anybody to become successful. Anybody to excel. And you could still do that in this country. We're still in the top 10 nations to be able to start a business and survive. We were number one a few decades ago. But in some metrics, we're behind every industrialized nation when it comes to freedom. We still have a lot of economic freedom, but when it comes to police state, being spied on, surveillance, due process being run over, yes, we're in trouble. And the foreign banks, the multinationals, the globalists are the authors. They are running the show, the funding, the grants, the training. And I told you this Ferguson situation looked like it was staged before it happened. 2 weeks before, I said, get ready for the media to try to stir up inner city black communities as a diversion after the election. And then I said the last few weeks, look for the UN to come out with their UN treaty and call for disarming the American people. Wait for it. Wait for it. And the police. State Department Memorandum 7277. UN attacks U.S. gun rights and more, citing Ferguson and cops. How many times the last 2-3 weeks when that treaty got announced that they're going to go ahead with it December 24th as a Christmas present, and Obama says he'll implement it as his authority without Congress? Think about the magnitude of that. Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, U.S. State Department Memorandum to line up with UN UNESCO Treaty, and it lists the treaty numbers. 1961, September, Office of Public Service, Bureau of Public Affairs. That's an unofficial treaty we operate under. And when they're done with the Civil War in America, that they planned even then. I was first told about 7277, even though it was public, by General Benton K. Parton, 4-star general when he retired, head of the Air Force at one point, but before that, head of Air Force Weapons Development. apart and, of course, exposed, went to Oklahoma the day after and showed how they'd blown the building up. He could see it on TV. The blast points on the columns. We even had the witnesses inside seeing the feds plant the bombs. We know their names. Parton knew Clinton blew that thing. And Parton talked about the briefings they got high level in the 70s and 80s, secret briefings, basically, inside the military, internal groups that were aware of this and were trying to stop it. And 7277 and others are public documents where it shows first they disarm the American people, then they disarm the police, then they disarm the military, and it is directly out of the Hunger Games. So when I talk about this, it's not from Hunger Games. Hunger Games is imitating this, where you have these regions, these sectors, and you've got these floating platforms with peacekeepers, and everybody else is kept without electricity on the ground at starvation level. What's this right here out of the Detroit Free Press? DetroitNews.com. The entire Detroit public lighting system is down. A widespread power outage Tuesday has caused evacuations of buildings throughout the downtown, including Joe Louis Arena, Coleman A. Young Municipal Center, and Frank Murphy Hall of Justice, the Detroit Institute of Arts, and some buildings in Wayne State University. DTE Energy Co., Scott Simons, said it looks like the entire Detroit public lighting system is down. They already announced 3 months ago they turned off the streetlights at night, affecting about 100 buildings, and it just goes on. Still out as we talk. This is Democratic Party politics. This is socialism. This is corruption. This is where it leads. This is where it goes. This is where Al Gore laughing at Ross Perot. Remember in 1994? Ha, 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 ha. Ross Perot, you're so stupid. NAFTA and GATT will raise our wages. So they deindustrialize you and then say, oh, let's up the wages after they devalue the dollar. They cut your arms off, cut your legs off, and then give you a wheelchair. But that's only to break our back and break our will. That's only to bring this system in. When they're done, the real fun starts. So here it is from the United Nations. But first, let's play that clip of Obama saying when you do everything you're supposed to, which is shooting police and firefighters that have done nothing, burning down buildings, when you've done everything you're supposed to, beating people in the head with hammers till they die, and attacking reporters and getting in people's faces, when you've done everything you're supposed to, and then you don't get justice, what, like the grand jury was supposed to ignore the witnesses? And who knows? It could be wrong. Could be a lie. The point is the government's manipulating this to get us all fighting with each other. That's the elephant in the room. Here's Obama.
It violates my belief in what America can be. To hear young people feeling marginalized and distrustful even after they've done everything right. That's not who we are. And I don't think that's who the overwhelming majority of Americans want us to be. And I think there may be a convergence here where we've got outstanding law enforcement officials who recognize that times have changed and want to be responsive. I know that Richard Berry...
Let's just stop right there. Times have changed, implying that this police officer shot Brown because, you know, he's old-fashioned racist or whatever. It just goes on and on. Now, continuing, I want to go to this next clip. This is Dick Cheney, before I get back into the UN information to give you details of that. Dick Cheney says ISIS will nuke the U.S. Remember Lindsey Graham last year when we discovered the missing nukes at Daesh? And they would not deny it. And within hours of us reporting it, it was on CBS News, Senator Graham saying, yes, nukes will go off on the East Coast from Islamic State. He said from the radicals in Syria if we don't overthrow Assad acting like he was the radicals when it's the opposite group. And I've noticed the Council on Foreign Relations making preparations and others for tactical nukes to go off in Dallas, Chicago, Cleveland, and Denver. Because they always love to tell us what they're going to do before they do it. And so back in 2003, and then again recently, the head of the Hart-Rudman Commission, it's a key Council on Foreign Relations super body, I mean, it makes the decisions. The Rudman Commission decided to adopt the Rand Corporation plan for the police state. I mean, that's how powerful they are. You can watch them discuss it. You can go to the C-SPAN archives and watch it. There's probably been 20 meetings I know of the Hart-Rudman Commission on television with the Council on Foreign Relations. That's how I know all this stuff. And they just said, yeah, we're looking for Dallas and Cleveland to get hit. They will be hit. That'll be the end of your way of life. That'll bring in the New World Order. I mean, these are bizarre quotes. We need to pull them up for you? They think you're so stupid. Gary Hart writes public letters in the Huffington Post about how the government stages terror attacks and how great it is. So, let's go ahead and play Dick Cheney saying ISIS will nuke the U.S.
We've now got the terrorist Taliban organization in Pakistan conducting a big raid on Karachi Airport. Why do we care about Pakistan? Well, they have 50 to 100 nukes. And if you combine the terrorists with the ability to get their hands on a weapon of some kind, then obviously we're going to see a very
serious. It almost seems like, and maybe I'm reading into what you're saying, mm-hmm. that if we don't get real about the rise in the march of radical Islam right now, that literally we face the potential of a human catastrophe on a scale that we've not seen before. Am I reading into that?
I think that's an accurate statement. I think that threat will increase dramatically. And we already know, for example, from A.Q. Khan, the man who put together the Pakistan nuclear program and then was under house arrest because he was selling stuff to the Libyans. He has said publicly in the press a couple of years ago that the Pakistanis sold nuclear technology to the North Koreans. And we know the North Koreans built a reactor for the Syrians, which was taken out by the Israelis back in 07. So there's a network developing there where access to that kind of technology obviously becomes increasingly problematic. On top of that, we've got Iran trying to build a nuclear program.
Yeah, I see the world the way you do. Yeah. I view this as a real, clear, and present danger.
Yes.
Almost the potential for a modern-day Holocaust that we've not seen, maybe in your grandkids' lives or my kids' lives. Pretty scary stuff. All right,
it is scary stuff.
It is scary. All right, we're going to come back.
Of course, he doesn't tell you that on record the Bill Clinton administration transferred all of those weapon systems to A.Q. Khan laboratories, to A.Q. Khan and his laboratories. I mean, that's on record. Look it up. That's all over the news 15 years ago. Of course, they don't tell you that our government funded the 200,000-plus al-Qaeda fighters to run around in a four-year jihad, killing everybody that wasn't a radical bloodsucker inside Syria. They count on us being ignorant, and I am so sick of it. Now, I told you for 3 weeks straight since they announced the treaty that Ferguson and they were going to stage riots and that they would then call for UN control and State Department Memorandum 7277 under UN UNESCO law. And now the story from the New American Magazine is up on Infowars.com. Again, is there police brutality? Are there racist cops out there on all sides? Yes. Is there stuff going on that's wrong? Yes. I'm going to cover a case of that next segment. But is this being played? Is this a scam? Yes, 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 yes. UN attacks, U.S. gun rights, and more, citing Ferguson and cops. And then it quotes Ban Ki-moon. I mean, if you talk back to the cops in South Korea, folks, they literally break your neck. Pointing to the killing of Michael Brown by police officer Darren Wilson, along with subsequent unrest in Ferguson and policing issues, the dictator-dominated United Nations has launched another brazen assault on America and U.S. sovereignty and the gun rights of Americans. U.N. boss Ban Ki-moon, who's in South Korea, the Global Bodies Human Rights Council, and even the UN Committee Against Torture all took turns lambasting the United States as an alleged stronghold of systematic racism and police brutality. To fix the problems, the UN argued Americans need, their elected officials must submit to the demands of self-styled global authorities, close quote, including some unconstitutional gun control to further restrict access to firearms, the UN goes on. And you read the article, they want the police restricted too. See, hey, we don't want the UN controlling our police. Our police are already under UN. That's why they act like this. Look at the immunization, cross-training. Okay, I forget to tell people about this, and it's such a big deal. It's just crazy. We are running the biggest special ever on PrisonPlanet.tv to see the nightly news, all my films, special live events. 20 people can use each membership, $5.95 a week, or $5.95 a month. You can sign up for a monthly. Now when you sign up for a year, it's not $59.95, it's $29.95, half off the biggest special we've ever offered. We're running it through this week and this week only. What a grand opportunity to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, to create a username and passcode that is unique that you can share, and to give it as an e-gift to friends and family. 19 gifts you can give for $29.95 and support getting the truth out and waking people up. It takes about a minute to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Got any questions or want to sign up over the phone? We can help you do that as well. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I want to get to a real police misconduct. It looks like me, police murder. I don't think it's premeditated, but it is murder. Up in New York, four white cops choking a black man to death, and how that contrasts with the Brown case. And I'll tell you about some of the other specials coming up.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
John Harmon, that helps with the satellite uplinks and things like that up in Minnesota, where GCN Radio Network is based, GCNLive.com, was talking to us during the break, pointing out that when it's 20, 30 below up there in Minnesota, if the power went out like it's done in Detroit for a day or so, a lot of people would die. And under UN Agenda 21, you're not allowed to have a fireplace or firewood or even a gas space heater as a backup. You just need to die. So everything is about not letting us be independent, not letting us be self-sufficient, letting us be totally under their control. You can't have a house. You can't have a car. You can't have a fireplace. Sorry, Africa. You can't ever have a future, Obama told them. But that's not racist because he's black. See, this is about acting like the Democratic Party is against the police state and police brutality when they are up to their eyeballs in it, just like the Republican Party. There's the headline. EPA wants to snuff out wood and pellet stoves. It's now coming here. San Francisco is already putting taxes and regulations on them. John Harmon, what would happen if the power was out in Minneapolis-St. Paul right now?
If the power went out for even just a few days, it would be just chaotic. I mean, can you only imagine how cold it is now with the heat on? But, I mean, the power goes out, we'd be screwed. I mean, there would be people, raiding grocery stores within days. I mean, it would be just, look at what's going on in Detroit. I mean, it gets cold there, too. But, I mean, here, we wouldn't be able to survive. There'd be no way.
Well, it's racist for you to survive. I appreciate you coming on, John Harmon.
Not a problem.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, I want to get into this case, but we've got a former congressman coming on to talk about the imperial presidency. What would Bob Barr do as a former federal prosecutor if he was in Congress right now, which we wish he was in Congress right now, to try to impeach Obama, to try to block all these executive orders, the UN gun treaty, so much more. That is coming up. Before I go any further, we're running the biggest specials we ever had. We're extending Cyber Monday right through this whole week. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com and MadeIn1776.com. Now, MadeIn1776.com and InfoWarsLife.com are just subsections of InfoWarsStore.com. But everything on the site, whether it's Made in America, new Molon Labe belt buckles, the new design, the new 50 cal Spartan design that came in with 1776 and InfoWars, have a limited amount of each one. They will sell out this month probably. They'll sell out guaranteed. We have the Molon Labe with an M16 belt buckles, the Made in America apparel. It's all Made in America. Free shipping and big discounts. But some of the other discounts we have is 7 months free, a year half price for PrisonPlanet.tv. We will run out of silver. We were able to get even more produced, but that's it for the year from the major laboratory of Silver Bullet. We're just going to max it out. We're not going to stop the sale, even though it would sell out in a week. It'll probably sell out in 2 or 3 days. We're keeping it going. 20% off all colloidal silver at InfoWarsLife.com and free shipping. And when you buy 4, you get 20% off and free shipping and get the 5th bottle free. Nobody's got a deal like this. We already had the lowest price on Silver Bullet of this quality of colloidal silver. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Also, buy a bottle of DNA Force. Just the highest quality nutraceutical out there across the board. Get 2 bottles free of Survival Shield Super Nation Iodine that is, again, set to sell out probably this week. Unfortunately, we're trying to get more in. Super Male Vitality is the leader in the sale right now. 30% off Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And it's so exciting because it's a win-win. It funds the operation. They're high-quality products, and people are just loving these sales. It's having the byproduct, though, is going to run us out of our stock. But I'm a hardcore capitalist. I'm going to just double down and keep this going throughout the week or while supplies last. So get yours while you can. Support the transmission and get high-quality products. I know we're hardcore free marketers. We're not ashamed of it. Sorry. We fund ourselves. We don't take taxpayer money. Stay with us.
Today.
On the the eve of Thanksgiving this year, I was thinking, what am I really thankful for? And I got to tell you, it's my family. It's all the blessings of liberty that our forebears secured. And it's you, the listeners of the broadcast, who've made everything we do possible. This Black Friday, I decided to bring you the biggest special we've ever offered on any of the nutraceuticals at InfoWarsLife.com. I'm talking about Silver Bullet Loyal Silver that we've been sold out of for months. This time, I doubled down and got even more. As of me taping this, on the eve of Thanksgiving, we have already sold half of it. So instead of keeping the price at its regular discounted price, we are going to give you 20% off and free shipping on single bottles. But if you get four bottles, we're going to give you the fifth one free and the free shipping. I don't know how long this special will run, but if supplies last, we will extend it out until Cyber Monday. You'll find powerful nutraceuticals like Silver Bullet and others at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, this is Alex Jones wishing you all a blessed and happy Thanksgiving, and thanking you all for your support.